Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joel Myers, the voice of God, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joel, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Real good, guys. Stuck in L.A. traffic, but trying to get to the airport to go to New Orleans.
What's worse, New York traffic or L.A. traffic?
New York. At least L.A. kind of stops, starts, and there's five lanes to each side. The New York traffic, that's insane.
Yeah, I'm used to the New York traffic, but I don't know the L.A., so
no
I wasn't
traffic
sure
in Cleveland.
Yeah.
No, well, there's
not,
a little,
hell,
but,
not really.
But not that, anywhere
not
like these
bad.
Places. No. Hey, Joel, what is the excitement level right now in New Orleans for the Pelicans being able to recoup another great player here, or at least hopefully with the first overall pick? Between that and the trade, what is New Orleans thinking about basketball right now?
Well, it's a great football community. You guys know that.
Sure.
First and foremost, the Saints, and that's 50-plus years, that love affair. And now they're starting to build a good foundation for basketball. So now everybody's psyched. A, Zion, who was just in town, had lunch with Mrs. Benson and David Griffin and everybody, with his mom and dad and his whole family. And he's a real humble guy. And we know what he can do on the floor, but he said it himself. He goes, I like the vibe in New Orleans a lot. And he's from South Carolina, and it's kind of funny. He and Ja Morant are both South Carolinians, and they're going to be the top two picks in the draft. After that, guys, it's wide open. But everybody's excited for the mere fact that not only that, but the Pels got the fourth overall pick as well, and that is yet to be determined. Is it Delta Way, or do the Knicks surprise everybody and take Darius Garland, where R.J. Barrett's now on the board, a wing who played with Zion? So there's a lot of possibilities, but season tickets are way up, thousands and thousands sold since the draft lottery. So to say the least, it's a pretty good time for basketball in New Orleans.
Was there any hope or thought that there could be a reconciliation between Anthony Davis and the organization, or was that thing foregone? Was that a foregone conclusion that he'd be traded when Griff got there?
Yeah, he was. Griff did everything he could. He's a really Dustin. He's a bright guy, real creative guy.
We miss him,
and he wanted to at least present his vision, his plan, and I give him credit. And he's got a relationship with Rich Paul, as you guys know, and you've probably been around David anyway. So I like everything. Not objective. I'll put that out there right now. I like everything he's doing. He's got great foresight and creativity, and he's done deals. So that's why I'm looking forward to the fourth pick. But, no, I think that ship had sailed already, and it's pretty tough, believe it or not. New Orleans, if you embrace New Orleans, they give it back to you times 1,000. That's how much they love their professional sports and professional athletes. And then right behind that, LSU. So I was surprised that he transferred himself to this beloved guy, and he is a good guy, to the way it all panned out, and all of a sudden became a villain to that T-shirt that he wore in his final appearance in the building.
We're talking with legendary Joel Myers, one of the best broadcasters in the business, college football, NFL, NBA, voice of the Pelicans, NBA radio as well. Joel, you know, obviously the New Orleans is starting over now without Anthony Davis, a little bit like the Cavs started over this year without LeBron James. And, you know, the Cavs move on to year two of their rebuild. When you look at this draft where the Cavs pick at five, whether it's, you know, you mentioned Garland, whether it's R.J. Barrett or Cam Reddish or, I don't know, Culver, is there guys in that group that you like for the Cavs at five?
Well, one draft board, and I just got off 3 hours on SiriusXM with Tim Legler from ESPN, and one draft board had Kobe White out of North Carolina, big guard, and there's this theory and philosophy, you can't have enough guards or wings. To succeed today in small ball in the NBA in a game of pace and space, you have to have enough guys that can handle it, can shoot it. So White, a big guard, a forceful guard, I've watched film of him. I'm trying to catch up with everybody because I live on the league pass, the NBA league pass. But there's another guy that everybody and I've watched him, DeAndre Hunter, and he's 6'7", and he's 225, and he's a force. And he is, I am told, NBA ready. So there's a lot of guys on the draft board. I don't think they can lose, put it that way. And a lot of people said it's not a deep draft. Well, maybe it isn't a deep draft, but I believe in the player development of the assistant coaches in the NBA. And if you get a guy and you work diligently with him and he's totally dedicated and committed, I believe there's a lot of guys. Because last year's draft was sensational, and it went deep. So to Kevin Huerter at 19, for I can go down the list of guys. It was very impressive. I don't think it's going to be as deep, but I still think there's going to be talent, and especially where you guys pick at the five spot.
Joe, you think that the Pelicans hang on to the number four pick, or they trade out?
My hunch is they trade. That's my hunch. Unless Barrett is there. See, there's a scarcity for the Pels. They need another wing. Their starts right now, and they have a stretch five or a speed pace five. Right now, Dustin, they have Lonzo at the one, Drew Holiday at the two, Lonzo Ball at the one, Brandon Ingram at the three, and Zion at the four. So then you kind of put together your roster construction after you look at that. And then you need backups at each position. And then you could develop a wing as well, like Barrett, if he's on the board. So my hunch is right now he's not going to be on the board, and the Pels would take one of the point guards, because at 6 and 7, you've got Phoenix at 6. They need a lead. And 7, the Bulls have been looking for a lead for a long time, and Chris Dunn didn't pan out in that deal with Minnesota the way they anticipated.
We're talking with Joel Myers. Joel, when you said your hunch is that the Pelicans trade out of that pick. Is that a situation where, hey, we're going to, even though we just made this trade where we traded Anthony Davis, we're going to trade for a veteran player to try to, you know, compete now? Or is it more likely that they trade this for other draft picks or younger players? What kind of deal do you think they're most likely to make?
Well, they'd like a vet. They'd like a young vet, though. Somebody that's 24, 25 that's been in the league for 4 or 5 years already.
Yeah.
They also remember this possibility, guys. They got a treasure chest from the Lakers for down the road.
Yep.
Besides the swaps and the unprotected and a deferred pick, they have those two other first-round picks. So if you want, you can go with 4 and then add on one of the Lakers' future picks and then possibilities. I mean, it's incredible what they could come up with. Off a contract, say a guy has 2 years left at 25 or 30, well, the Pels have room. They have cap space. So there's endless possibilities right now.
Joe, obviously Anthony Davis is a heck of a talent, and so is LeBron, but they don't have a whole lot else right now. How do you think they mesh in Los Angeles, and is that enough to get the Lakers to the NBA Finals?
Well, first of all, ask me if I give up flying. And then,
Fair enough.
I will add to that,
yeah.
It's roster construction. And they have a brand new guy in Rob Pelinka, a former agent. And I brought up the legs. How difficult is it going to be? Because relationships are everything in any business. I don't care if it's basketball or whatever you're doing. But is it going to inhibit and possibly hinder some of those agents where everything is equal? And guys want to go to L.A. There's no question about that. They don't shovel snow there. But is it going to hurt their chances where everything is equal with another team? And that agent says, I don't trust the guy. If I were you, I'd take this because of past relationships and potentially past transgressions. Because let's face it, agents have to do certain things to get it done. Some are more forthright than others. So that's yet to be determined, how he can put together the construction of a roster. He's got a lot of voices over there. We heard it's by committee. And that's why we're really fortunate to have David Griffin. He already met with the Knicks, as you know. He met with the Sixers. They wanted to do it by committee. And that's what the Lakers are doing right now. That usually doesn't work. You need one voice. There's other opinions, and you share ideas. And that's why you have a complete staff in basketball ops. But I think it'll be interesting. They're going to be able to – they got 2 top 5 players. Nobody else has that.
Yep.
So they're going to be able to track ring chasers and guys in their 30s on the back end of their career that will definitely play for the minimum salary.
Joel, it was 3 years ago today that the Cleveland Cavaliers ended over a half a century drought of championship futility here in Cleveland. We were celebrating it earlier and kind of giving it to some. There's a small percentage of our fan base that is kind of poo-pooing the championship, maybe because they think the Browns are going to win or whatever. Maybe it's because LeBron left. Who knows? When you think back, as someone who's not a Cavs fan, to the Cavs coming back down 3-1, beating Golden State against a 73-win team to, again, give the city its first championship in over 50 years, what do you think about with that title for the Cavs?
Well, I think it's established that, and it's like the Raptors, it's healthy. It's healthy for the city, for the community. It makes a lot of friends along the way, and there's a believability factor that you can do it, and you can also, to me, do it the right way. Because as Toronto, they gambled, and they got one star. But around that one star, whether it was Siakam or Van Fleet, Kyle Lowry, and Kyle's more than just, Kyle's an all-star. But you don't have to have, it usually requires at least two guys. So I think that the Cavs are going to do it the right way. That's the Pels want to build a legacy that's sustainable and lasts. And that's what I feel like the Cavs front office is doing. Do it the right way now, build accordingly, and then if you succeed, you're going to attract guys. Guys are going to want to do it. They're going to want to be in that system. They're going to want to they'll be in that environment. And we don't have, believe it or not, we don't have winter in New Orleans. 50 is cold to these people, and they bundle up like it's 3 feet of snow. So that's what Griff wants to do. And you've been around David. David is an amazing person. His wife Meredith is the same. And they're trying to create an environment and a culture that lasts for a long time. And I know that's what they're trying to do. So I would tell everybody in Cleveland, you've already done it. Now you know you have a great base, and you can do it again. But do it the right way and build appropriately.
Joel, where do you think Kevin Durant goes this summer?
I'd like to see him stay in Golden State. Same way with Clay. It's a lock to me that Clay stays there, 5 for $191. But I'd really like to see KD stay there. If he doesn't, he'll probably end up in Brooklyn with Kyrie.
Well, that'll be interesting. It's so funny for me, Joel, as someone who grew up in New York, and I'm not a Knicks fan, but the Knicks were relevant. The Nets were always an irrelevant team to everybody I knew in New York. And it's so hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that, like, the Nets are potentially a real draw for guys. It's so weird.
But you see, it goes back, I hate to interrupt, it goes back to leadership.
Sure.
If you have the proper leadership, and that's why R.C. Buford's the gold standard in San Antonio.
Yep.
Bob Myers is really good. Dennis Lindsay in Salt Lake City, who just got Mike Conley today for a couple of picks because the other two are expiring contracts, Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver. So if you have good leadership, there's about, I'd say, the top third. When you look at franchises, if they have the guys in the front office that they attract creative, bright people, and that's what Griff is doing now. Trajan Langdon comes in from Brooklyn. He'd been there with Sean Marks. Swin Cash comes in. Creative people and bright people, they're going to attract the same, and that's what's really healthy. So it goes back to leadership. As long as you have the right people making those decisions, everything falls into place. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Great.
You are going to be sustainable.
Yeah. Great stuff, Joel.
Awesome.
We appreciate the time.
Appreciate
Thank
it,
you
man.
For taking the time.
Thanks, Joel.
Anytime, guys. See you soon.
All right. Joel Myers. There he is. Got the best voice. What a voice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.